Hello, everyone, and welcome back to a Midweek Miracle episode. I have more time in my life these days, so I'm hoping that this summer I'm able to release 2 episodes a week. So with that in mind, let me introduce you to my guest this time, Mitch Carson. Mitch is a celebrated professional speaker, and he's been on stages in 63 countries, if you can believe that, and also produced over 2,000 live events. He's also a published author, and he's a mentor. He's mentored CEOs, speakers, consultants, and other coaches, and he shared the stage with Sir Richard Branson, Lord Sugar, Vishen Lakhani, Zig Ziglar, Surya Sparks, 2 prime ministers and 3 members of royal families from Malaysia, Bahrain, and Oman. But it was really our conversation this week that struck me. It's all about belonging, how we find our families, and hint, they might not be our biological families, and how we find community with which to belong to. Mitch has several beautiful stories to tell just about his life and then, of course, his miracle moment. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Mitch Carson.
In 1983, my mother and stepfather passed away 5 weeks apart, and I was an only child. I was devastated, felt abandoned emotionally and literally, and went on a downward spiral of drugs and alcohol.
Question of the podcast is, I would love for you to share any story or stories, it can be more than one, where you feel like you've witnessed something magical or mysterious, something miraculous in your life, something that you can't explain. I would love for you to share any stories that you feel like sharing.
Miraculous. Wow. I will share something personal, if that's okay. In 1983, my mother and stepfather passed away 5 weeks apart, and I was an only child. I was devastated, felt abandoned emotionally and literally, and went on a downward spiral of drugs and alcohol until, so that was April and May of 1983, respectively. After that, a year later, July 1st, 1984, I decided to change my life and never drink or use again. And I have been clean and sober since. So that is my greatest achievement, which then opened many doors up in my life for the rest of my life up to this point. I mean, if I were to pass tomorrow, my tombstone would have some content. Prior to that point, it wouldn't have said much. So I think that pivot point, that miracle of being able to embrace sobriety and being able to embrace overcoming the desire has been truly miraculous for me. Now, I've never seen God. I've never seen an angel. I've never seen a meteor just miss my face, anything like that. It depends on how you define miracle. But for me, it was the miracle of making a conscious choice. It had nothing to do with anything spiritual. Don't go down that track. I don't give any God or any other entity, unknown entity, credit. The credit is me. I made the decision internally. And what then helped me put that decision into practice was the love and support of other people. Without their love and support, I doubt I would have been able to sustain that lifestyle of being drug and alcohol free. I might have slipped back. Because I became open, I surrendered my ego, surrendered my thought that I could do all of this on my own, and became clear that I needed help from other people, and without it, I wouldn't be successful. I've become successful. Now, how do you define success? That's all relative. My definition of that is, are you healthy, happy, productive, and are you helping other people? Are you giving back? Because at my age, as a bona fide, certified senior citizen, my goal is, and wisdom is what I share with other people today. It's my privilege. It's not my obligation. It's my privilege. It is my privilege to be able to help other people. And that's where I come from today. So if I hope that answers your question about, you know, a magical moment or a big shift. Pretty simple.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And I'm just going to assume here again that it wasn't even your wildest, you know, imaginings that they would pass away so close together.
Totally unexpected. My mother was sick with cancer. So that wasn't a surprise. We knew that she was going to die, but he died 5 weeks before her, stressed out about it from a heart attack.
Oh my goodness. That is horrible. Oh, I am so sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it's a long time ago. And it's just life. It's not always fair, is it? Buddha said it really well. Life is suffering. Now get over it. I mean, that's his message. It's the beginning of Buddhism. That's the precipice of it all. Life is suffering, and have some fun times with it also. There are going to be times of suffering, especially as we get older and sick, and it happens. It's just the natural course of life.
That's it. That's a wrap on my conversation with Mitch. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it made you think about where you belong, where you find your family, where you feel like you fit in. Like I said in the intro, sometimes our family is not our biological family, and sometimes we find belonging in the places where we least expect it. To find out more about Mitch and who he is and the work he's doing in the world and just how he's moving and shaking, please click the link in the episode show notes. Now, please do remember, I'm always looking for ratings and reviews. Those ratings and reviews help other people find the podcast. And don't forget the YouTube channel, babes. I have my guests there in real life with their shining faces. It's been really fun getting those videos out there and letting people meet my guests sort of semi in real life. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Mitch. I know I've said this before, but never give up. I mean, Mitch suffered this incredible, incredible loss, and one that he didn't even know was coming. So unexpected, and cut his feet out from underneath him. And yes, he fell. Yes, there were years of suffering. Yes, there were years of loss and heartbreak. But Mitch kept going. And at some point, Mitch said, "This is enough. I can't do it anymore. You know, I don't have any other choice but to live larger than I can imagine, to have hope that the future will be better, because I know a lot of us are suffering. I know a lot of us are sad. A lot of us are lonely. A lot of us are struggling. And sometimes when you're in the middle of that struggle, it is very, very difficult to see the way through, to even imagine that there could be a way through. I go through this as well. And it's helpful to listen to these conversations, to hear these stories, and to know that always there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So be like Mitch. Keep on going. Keep walking through that tunnel to where you see the light. Because I guarantee one day you're going to wake up and you'll have reached the end of the tunnel, and everything in your life will be even more beautiful than you could have ever imagined.